Oh.
That's enough.
Oh, what a beautiful morning.
Enough.
Oh, what a beautiful day. I've got a wonderful feeling.
Any chance that makes the open?
Should.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everything's awesome. Going my way. Well, I just started the timer. Oh, I just started the show's big timer. I'm looking at shine on Rob's beautiful head. Anyway, what?
Hey, hey.
Well, since the timer's begun.
What's up?
Yes, the timer's begun. We might as well start the show. And now here with a very special announcement is Mr. Buzz Burbank.
And now the Mike O'Mara Show brings you from Washington, D.C.'s Ward 8, former city councilman Marion Barry.
That's incorrect. He is a city councilman.
Oh, he's back on the council?
Isn't he a city councilman? Isn't he a sitting city councilman?
I thought he was. Well, at his age, he should be sitting.
I think
he's running in a Democratic primary, I know, but isn't he the sitting city? He's the former mayor.
Right, former. Which would you like, former mayor or city council member?
And what do you call someone who runs a ward? Is that a council member or a warden?
Well, that can be an orderly.
No, not that kind of ward. I meant like Ward 8.
I know there's an opening on the council today.
Yeah, there's a seat open.
You might want to run.
Mayor Barry intro, take two.
All right.
Maybe I should run.
And now, the Mike O'Mara Show brings you from Washington, D.C.'s Ward 8, former mayor Marion Barry.
What? You gotta speak up.
I won't say hello. Welcome to the Michael Mayer Show.
Huh?
Can't hear a damn thing.
Thank you, Mayor.
It's nice to be up here more day. Do you hear me now?
Well, a little better, yeah.
Yes, very much, sir. Sound.
Did you set up a home studio in your house in Ward 8?
I set up the home studio. Good. Hello, Rob.
Mayor Barry.
Everybody.
Mayor, how you doing?
I'm feeling good, even though I got one kidney.
How many? Here's your
kidney.
Favorite part, Mayor.
What's my... Baby. I love that song. I got the feeling. Yeah. It makes me feel alive, and I got a feeling I'm gonna run I'm gonna win a 70% majority in the Democratic primary.
Wow.
Coming up April for Ward 8 Council.
You do very well in Ward 8. Ward 8 loves you.
Yeah. Mayor for
That's
life.
Right. I'm very pleased to be on the Mike O'Mara Show, a bunch of whites.
Yeah. Well, it's great to have you.
Hey, Latino over here.
Oh, yeah, Latino. Well, same thing. Y'all want to see me fail. I know you want to see me fail.
Oh, we want to see you succeed.
Right.
That's a lie. That's a dog lie, especially coming from you. You're a Klansman.
No, you had, I mean, you have to admit, you've had a checkered past.
Yeah, you got to check you. You are down here. I check you all over your fat face. That's what I do. I check you.
Wow.
How are you feeling?
That sounds sexual.
I feel good. I feel, you can tell. I'm 75, but.
How old?
I'm 75.
Right?
75 years old.
I'm 75 years old.
One kidney.
Right?
And I have one
How's
kidney.
The beaties?
The beaties, diabetes.
You got the sugar, don't you?
It's extremely treatable.
Hey,
hold on. You got the sugar, don't you?
It's treatable.
It's treatable? Are you on insulin?
It's treatable. I take shots.
Uh-huh.
Matter of fact, right before I was going to do this interview, I had a shot of peppermint schnapps.
I love that.
Funny.
Mr. Mayor. Mayor for life.
Mayor for life, that's me.
I have a question, if you don't mind.
Why don't you lay one on?
Well, the knock on the D.C. Council and really government in D.C. is that it's corrupt.
That's a bunch of crap. You know, I said the other day, I sound so much like Herman Cain.
I disagree. For one thing, you're not wearing a hat.
Strictly coincidental.
As I said the other day, you can't do anything to me or about me, white people. Isn't that funny?
Now, is it true?
I heard you said that.
Isn't that funny?
When the cleaning lady found you in the bathroom and you exposed yourself to her.
Yes.
You were innocent that time, right?
I was. I do that quite often. I was cleaning myself.
You're cleaning yourself. That's
I was cleaning myself, and when I was cleaning myself, I was. She walked in, and there it was. And immediately, what do people say? Well, it's Mayor Barry. So of course, it's going to be exposing myself because that's a bad thing. That's what a criminal would do.
Were you vigorously?
It's not true. I did not expose myself to that.
Were you vigorously cleaning yourself?
I scrub. You got to scrub. My mama taught me that you scrub hard.
In a public bathroom?
Rub a dub.
In a public, well, you just want to be clean.
That's
and
sure.
I was not. And
right.
I was basically getting the dew off the lily.
Mayor, wasn't that Dominique Strauss-Kahn?
Dominique Strauss-Kahn was, that's a world
that's
health,
a guy.
That's the
that's
world monetary
yeah, yeah.
Why are you confusing me with international names, you bastard? Oh,
I remember that happened to him, not you. You got caught with cocaine.
No, he's had a past.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah.
All these politicians.
The history of Marionberry is a long and checkered one.
Yeah, I wasn't even going to bring up. Was it Turkey Knob Park?
Not Turkey Knob.
That's where you were buying the drugs.
Now, people said I was buying drugs.
At the Mayflower.
But I was not. No, that. No,
that's
the Mayflower.
Ancient history.
That's a different story.
The Vista International Hotel is where I was caught, Paco.
Paco.
That's where you were set up, right?
I don't know my history.
So ain't that a bitch? The bitch set me up. Everybody knows that. Cameras in the wall, FBI agents in the door, next door, every goddamn thing. I don't know what's going on.
I remember watching it on Channel 9. Do you remember that Gordon Peterson hosted a special about your arrest?
He's as old as I am.
Yes, he is.
Does he have one kidney?
No, he has,
I think, five kidneys.
He has them both.
That's good. And how is your newsman doing? He is as old as I am.
Have you heard
about the cancer scare?
Yeah, I'm basal cell carcinoma.
Yeah, you know all about it.
Oh, you've heard then, Mayor. I appreciate that.
You know, that's unfortunately, that's the white people's plague. You know, I tell you, if you're a white person, walk around D.C., you better pick everything off you. Because if you leave it on there, it's just going to get bad and come and bite you in the ass and kill you.
You know, you should do a PSA for sunscreen. Protect him.
Hi, this is Marion Barry from Buzz Burbank. You know, Buzz is going out in the sun quite often without sunscreen, and now he's having a little bit of a skin cancer problem. So make sure you cover up with sunscreen so that when you get into your 70s, you don't have to pick crap off your body every day.
What do you recommend, like a 40?
Picking off moles before they kill you.
What? You recommend like a 45? Or
I like a 50.
a 50 sunscreen, yeah.
I like a pity. And on that note, I have another interview to do, so
really?
You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomaroshow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
Hi there. Are you a large person, pleasantly plump, a little on the hefty side perhaps? Well, let's face it. Are you fat? When you go jogging, do you leave potholes? When you make love, do you have to give directions? At the zoo, do elephants throw you peanuts? Do you look at a menu and say, okay? Well, now you can eat all you want, because at Thornton Melon's tall and fat stores, we've got you covered. That's right, fine woolen. And woolen blends suits and sport coats in all the larger sizes. Husky, stout, extra stout, and the new Hindenburg line. And for you ladies, we have caftans, muumuus, and our own exclusive A-frame in all colors and patterns. Yes, we have miles and miles of fabric. So take it from me, Thornton Melon, if you want to look thin, you hang out with fat people.
Thornton Melon's Tall and Fat, 150 locations across America.
Lou, did you see the new spot?
Yeah, I seen it.
Do I look fat in it?
You could lose a couple of pounds.
I gotta get bigger actors.
Coming to you live from Mike O'Mara's living room studio in the historic radio district of Manassas, Virginia, a bustling suburb of the nation's capital, it's The Mike O'Mara Show, featuring Buzz Burbank with Rob Spiewak and Oscar Santana. And now, from his couch, here's Mike.
Countries around the world from the Cappy Pfeiffer Studios. This is MikeOmaraShow.com. It is Friday, January 6, 2012, and we are over 11 million downloads, still growing every single day, and we are delighted to be with you from Manassas, Virginia, and also Fort Myers, Florida, where today I believe it will begin to approach Florida weather, and I am putting my hands together.
All right.
Maybe one day during the 3 weeks I've been here will actually be a day that'll feel like I'm somewhere that I shouldn't
be. Will it be sunny and warm the day you leave? Is that how it's going to work?
I believe it'll be rainy the day I leave.
Oh, okay. Well, certainly in our hearts.
It's approaching Florida weather here. Sunny and 60 today and tomorrow in D.C.
Oh, see, that depresses me, Buzz. Isn't that terrible?
Yeah.
I really wish it was 20 there
and
70 here.
I know.
That would make me
contrast.
Feel happy.
And on top of it, sorry, you won't be able to ride the recumbent bike, so we're actually going to have to edit your death clock and see what happens there.
That's true. That's true. You have to modify that. Maybe pushing me, you know, older, actually younger than Rob Spiewak, which if you could move me into the 50s, I know that would make you very happy.
No.
Someday, Mike.
Our show today is brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website at smartterm.com. Don't pay too much for life insurance.
Don't
call
Encore
to see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you save. Let
Encore
do the work for you. Call now, 866-347-5748. Licensing and disclaimer information on their website, smartterm.com for
Encore.
You make it so easy. Even with all of the distance we travel. On the show today,
yes,
nothing.
All right, good night.
Drive
how dare you.
First and foremost, I got on Facebook last night, and in very large letters, I don't know if you guys got a chance to see it on my wall, I wrote, "It's here, it's on, Swamp People."
You were very excited.
Yeah, you were very excited. Shoot him, Elizabeth. Shoot him.
Because I've got a task for you. You don't need to accomplish this soon. You can. I don't know. I don't care how long it takes, but you're a TV nerd who like grids the shows that he watches. I need you, for me, to get a count of all of these type of shows. I mean, there are now, you can't, it's impossible to keep track of these shows now because you've got Shrimp Boat People, you've got Loggers, you've got Ice Road Truckers, you've got Swamp People,
River
you've got
Monsters,
people that fish for swordfish, for shrimp, for crabs, for everything. You've got Pawn People, you've got the Pawn Stars, you've got the pickers that pick for the stuff that
I hate Mike Wolf.
American Pickers. I will. I'll try.
Is Mike Wolf an American picker?
Yeah, he's the skinny picker. I don't like him.
I'll try to get a count on these. And I want to, just from the title alone, I need to check out Swamp People.
Oh, you will love it when he says, "Shoot him, Elizabeth! Shoot him!"
Okay, that's the whole thing with Swamp. Now, Rob, did you get a chance to take a peek?
I didn't watch last night, but I'm very familiar with it from last season.
Okay, now Swamp People comes back on the air, and I'm very excited about it, and I decide that I'm going to jump on the bandwagon this year.
Did you see the brothers?
Oh, with the beards?
Yes!
They're outboard broke.
Yes, they are. Oh, no!
They're outboard broke, and they had to paddle their catfish back to the family reunion.
Oh no, that's really unfortunate, Elizabeth.
These are, I'll tell you something, there are a lot of these shows out there, and I think, you know, some of us dabble in reality television, and you know what it really is. It's all staged. I really think about 90% of it is pure crap.
Does Swamp People, is Tanner Cooley on that?
Oh, no.
Hey, when's Tanner coming on the show? After that little moment where I raved at him, we've never had him. Has he responded to my generous offer of having him on the
program?
Yeah,
I think we wanted to do it in the new year. I think that was your decree. So
it is.
How is the progress coming on?
Good.
Ice Road Drinkers. What is it?
It's the regulars. And
the regulars. That's right.
It looks like we're filming another episode either at the end of January or at the beginning of February.
Very good.
Where are you headed?
Not sure yet. Maybe Tallahassee.
Fort
who knows?
Myers, Florida.
We'll see what happens.
Puerto Rico.
You could do one here.
I'd take you to the Tiki Bar.
Yeah?
Fly you down here and take you to the Tiki
Bar. Nice. Might have to do that.
The Tiki Bar's got some character to it.
What about that one bar that you and RJ went to that you bought sweatshirts and T-shirts and it was inappropriately named, I think?
No, that was Master Bait and Tackle. That's not a Tiki Bar.
I'm
sorry.
Master Bait and Tackle is the bar that we went to on the way
But
to
it's
the
not
beached
a bar,
whale.
Is it?
It's
not a bar, is it?
Master Bait and Tackle is exactly what it says it is. It is a bait and tackle shop. And I went in, and I've been down here, and RJ and Carl and I are in the car. This is last year.
And adult toys.
And we're driving along, and incidentally, my levels, just because we're doing this, you guys hear me okay there?
Oh, yes.
I just wanted to make sure I heard a little dropout on this end. We're driving to the beached whale, and we were going to make an afternoon of it. It ended up being one of the most enjoyable times I've ever had in a watering hole, and I've had many.
Now, when you walked in with RJ, did you think he was the mascot?
You know, back in that time, before RJ dropped his 100 pounds, what did you say? What's that on the board?
I was just telling everybody to turn off their Wi-Fi so we have a clear signal with you. That's it.
Okay, very good. But everything sounds okay.
Yeah, everything sounds great. Fantastic. Yes.
So we're driving down there, and I have driven past this place a million times, and it says Master Bait and Tackle. Mm-hmm.
I don't understand.
That's really the name of it.
Is it some sort of pun?
Gee, Rob, you think?
I don't know.
We drive into the parking lot, and I said, well, this is a fishing store, but you know what? I really think I've seen a guy or two with a T-shirt, and if they have the T-shirts, I'd love to pick one up. Well, you walk in, they're like two lures on the wall, and the rest of the store is T-shirts and sweatshirts.
Of course.
That's all they do.
Catering to your demographic.
It's a front.
Yeah, the 25-plus man who says, I'm going to buy me a T-shirt that says Master.
It is
bait and
wall-to-wall douchebags.
Of course.
They're just going, yeah, let's see. In fact, I said to Carl, I said, you know that long-sleeve T-shirt I got from Master Bait and Tackle? that's actually a little wearing a little thin. She says, don't you think you've outgrown that?
That's right. Yeah.
So I will not be wearing that. Actually, every time, all the T-shirts I own, every time I put that one on, I would specifically have some sort of meeting or something to deal with where I really didn't care, where I wanted to diss people so that they would look at it. So,
Do you remember when it was not a really nice restaurant, but I would say an upscale restaurant with Carla, and you thought everyone was recognizing you, and you realized you were wearing a shirt from the Bunny Ranch?
That's the other.
You have a great, classy collection of T-shirts, nice Mike. Shirts. I have to tell you.
Didn't I hear something about the Bunny Ranch? Didn't he endorse somebody?
Yeah,
he
did.
He endorsed a Republican.
I think it was Ron Paul.
Oh, he endorsed Ron Paul.
He did. He chose Ron Paul.
Meanwhile, Ron Paul is going, oh, no. I don't want that.
Let's see if we can get Dennis on the show.
Oh, he's a tough get.
Yeah. To talk about politics.
Do you want him before the end of the show?
He's very busy.
That would be terrific. We can do that when I come back.
Okay.
You know, having him on the phone and me being down here, I'm not sure I want to do that. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I was watching this show, Swamp People, and
shoot him.
Really getting jacked up. I was never, I never tracked with the show last year, and I'm fine with it until, Jesus, it's the most violent show on television.
Now, it really is.
What is it? I haven't seen it yet. So is this about
hillbillies that live in the Florida swamp? It would lose you because you're the animal rights guy of everybody. They go out and they find these alligators, and they put the alligators, they put pieces of chicken on a hook.
Yeah.
They hook the alligators, and then they blow their brains out.
Well, and then what do they do with the gators they capture and kill?
They make love to them.
Has anybody watched more of it than I have? I don't know. They get them for meat or whatever?
They make love to them.
Just for sport.
No, it's sport. That's it? No, no. The sport is selling
sport.
The meat.
They do this to make a living.
The meat and the hide. Okay. And people live and die by the gator. And it's really, there's even one guy on it who almost looks like he could be a normal guy. The blonde guy, he looks like Flea a little bit from the Red Hot Chili Peppers. And then he smiles and he has two teeth.
He's also the most skilled gator catcher.
And he will tell you that. He's a dick.
And then you got the two brothers. So you've watched this Swamp People.
My father was on from the very beginning. So my father was after me to watch it last season. So yeah, I like that program.
And it ends with these two guys just eating their fried catfish as they made it back. But I really don't know what they do with the gators. I guess it is for the hides.
The hides and the meat.
It's all legal, I'm sure.
It is. Yeah. Oh, it's all very legal. Yeah. And the thing that's weird about it is that there's a lot of fluctuation in the market. So whether or not they kill enough is also dependent on the price that it brings, which varies greatly.
I like some gator bites.
It's like a commodity.
Sure. Yeah, so it's a fun show to watch. Shoot 'em it is a bit.
Now, down here, speaking of reality television, I have been teasing at this for a number of days here, and I have no idea whether anything would ever come of anything like this, but the odds overwhelmingly that it wouldn't. However,
tell us.
I'm going to share with you guys a little sidelight that I am pursuing down here.
Is this the secret that you teased yesterday?
This is the secret. Yeah. This is the secret. Nice. And I figure next week this secret's going to get out, so I might as well lay it on you.
Okay.
But this is something that came across, our TV screen, and I really just had to say yes. I had to do it. I had to do it because no. I wouldn't be able to look at myself.
A whole house TV antenna?
Is it a Jetstream oven?
First of all, everything I do right now, everything I do, centers around being able to do this podcast.
Sure,
right?
Yes.
That's why coming down here, you know, no matter what, setting this up and having this sound good this week was thrilling for me that I'm able to do the show and do it well down here. This comes across the TV screen. We're watching the local NBC affiliate. I think it's the local NBC affiliate down here. Uh-huh. And they do a promo And the promo comes on and says, and if you would like to be the PA announcer for the Boston Red Sox.
What?
For the new JetBlue Park down here in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, that's 19 games.
Yeah,
sure.
They're 19 games, and I'm doing it. I'm going out to audition on
Yeah.
Tuesday.
I hope you get it. I so hope you get it.
That is awesome.
I don't know if they're going to be 10,000 people. I don't know if they're going to be 20 people. I got no idea.
Do you think you will be the youngest guy by 30 years?
I don't know, but you know they're going to be the voices down here.
Well, of course.
It's not about that.
But
and
you're
you know
a professional.
But, you know, I don't know. I'm just, but I wouldn't be able to look at myself if I didn't pursue this
right.
and just no, try you, it. It would be fun. I've always wanted to be a PA announcer.
You can do this. And you've talked so much about how a good sports announcer, a play-by-play guy, knows when to talk and knows when to shut up. You know that. You know your
Red
Sox.
But it's not play-by-play. This is not play-by-play. This is the PA guy.
Right, yeah. I know, but still.
This is the Wes Johnson guy.
Right. Didn't Rob do that once?
I did the warm-up.
For the Redskins game?
Yeah, so I did like pregame for that, but I never got to do the big stuff, the Phil Hawk.
I just think you're eminently qualified.
I'm very excited just to go down and give it a try. They're doing it at a local college.
Which voice will you use?
And that's the question.
Charlie's grown up.
I do brought to you by Netflix. Good afternoon, fans. How are
I bet
do
you
I
do
the great tradition of Boston Red Sox PA announcers, which I grew up like Sherm Feller,
who's
a ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls. You know, that kind of guy. But, or do I be myself?
I think during your audition, you should prepare three different presentations.
Agreed.
Tell them you can do the guy at Fenway, and you can.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, the Boston Red Sox are pleased to welcome. And then you can do the guy from the Yankees, too.
Yeah. Right? Oh, yeah. Well, he's dead now.
The New York Yankees are pleased to welcome. Hello, everyone. Kate Smith to sing God Bless America.
And for your third voice, do Uncle Cartoon.
Hello. What a beautiful day. What a beautiful day for a ballpark.
Winner.
Yeah. What about a little Morgan Freeman?
It's I'm very pleased. Now batting fourth for the Boston Red Sox, Mr. Adrian Gonzalez.
Well, you won't get the gig based on impressions, but after you get the gig, that's when you start to sneak them in.
Right, you start to dance, baby, dance.
Yeah.
Listen, you've all auditioned for different stuff. Buzz more than anybody else. And Oscar for a little bit and Rob for a little bit, too. I will tell you this. The open auditions are from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. Yeah. Here's my question. Uh-huh. After we get done doing the podcast, do I poop out of here as fast as possible and get down there? Yeah. Or do I linger so that maybe I'm rolling in towards the end of the day where they might be a little frustrated?
No, you get there early and you hang out.
Yeah, before they're toast.
Yeah, and you also...
Yeah, but I can't get there at 10. It starts at 10 o'clock in the morning. I can't get there at 10 o'clock because I'm doing this.
You get there as early as you can, and you also see what other people are up to before you throw your hat in the ring.
Mm-hmm.
Should I wear? What should I wear when I go down there?
Jumpsuit.
Should I wear the casual like golf shirt with the sensible slacks, or should I dress up a little bit?
Matching belt and shoes with a Tommy Bahama Aloha shirt and
pastel
Madras shorts.
Yes, yes.
You remember that from yesterday. Yeah,
how about a master bait and tackle t-shirt?
So I'm excited and
cool. That's very
who
cool.
Knows?
You would dig that. Stick.
They said be prepared to be videotaped. I'm like, oh
and
god.
And there are going to be so many terrible guys auditioning for this. You're really going to stand out as a star here.
I don't know. Yeah. I mean, but then it's the whole dog and pony show. If it's a callback or something like that, and and I'm coming back in a week, so that's it.
Play
and,
the game.
I'll come back down here if I do it. But I mean, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be interesting to see what happens.
Well, you know how cool it is to be on a big PA. It's one of the biggest thrills there is. So I wish you the best. I really hope you get this.
It's so much fun. But you know what? I'm also, I ain't doing it if they're going to be saying, hey, shake my hand and go, hey, enjoy your experience.
Oh, yeah. There should be some coin. Yeah.
Oh, God, yes. Yeah.
So there's got to be a little something for the effort.
That,
you know what I mean?
Yes. You got to get paid.
For the talent.
Because the time, if I come down to do this, I'll be like staying, I'll be doing this podcast from, some sort of extended stay place because I'm renting my joint down here.
Oh, that's right.
Unless they want to rent me a room.
Yeah.
That gets sort of hazy and weird.
You can sleep in the press box.
When you sublet to yourself.
That'd be a little rough. So that's Tuesday that's happening. So I'll have an update for you on Wednesday and let you know what's going on with that. But it should be very, very interesting. So now on to another member of our cast. More on Mr. Santana and the trip to Puerto Rico.
Yes.
Is everything all buttoned up? Are you ready to go? Wait a minute. We are up on a break here, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh.
We will talk to Oscar about Puerto Rico.
You tease.
Also, yes, Buzz?
You tease, I said.
Yes, I am a tease. Ricky Gervais and the rules. Let me see. I miss my dogs. Another happy day. Ellen Barkin movie I saw last night. The most depressing movie that I have ever seen in my life.
Wow.
And I've got my list of the top 10 snacks for 2012 that'll help you keep the way up.
Exciting.
Nice.
Do that when we come back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Right? Yeah. My lack of education hasn't hurt me none. I can read the writing on the wall.
Welcome back to MikeO'MaraShow.com. Our second segment is brought to you by Netflix. Watch thousands of movies on your smartphones, game consoles, computers, and TVs instantly, or get Blu-rays and DVDs delivered right to your door, all for $7.99 a month. Netflix, try it for free. Just click the Netflix ad on our website, and we would be glad if you would do so. So we've had weird weather down here in Florida. It was about 40 degrees this morning. Mm-hmm. I have the heat turned on right now. My wife is AWOL. I am sitting here in an office that's about 130 degrees right now.
Do you know where she is?
I let me just hold a second. Carla?
No.
Carla.
Is she perhaps stuck to one of the ant strips?
I don't know. But you know, it really is. It's friggin' hot in here right now.
You should take off your shirt. Yeah.
You really should.
Oh, really?
Nice. Wow.
Yeah.
He's going to
be
do
careful
it.
What you wish for.
Yeah. Well, he's probably going to be more comfortable. All that sweat.
Wow.
It's not good.
No.
Oh, you tease.
That's why you're gay too. That's why that's my pick.
It's comedy genius. You doing your show with your shirt off. That's awesome.
Yeah, that's comedy genius.
See, that's him trying to tweak me to do it. I'm not going to do it.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, we can only see your torso. We can't see anything else.
Yeah, I know, but I mean, you'd still see my nipples. I don't want to show my nipples.
No, no.
Okay. Well, it depends if you're leaning forward.
Yeah, if you're
not.
Leaning forward, no nippleage.
I'm not taking my shirt.
Yeah, and I don't even know why I'm on Oscar's side on this.
Right.
Please. I'm going to take out. I'm not involved. I'm just a curious observer.
I'll tell you what. I'll take my shirt off if all of you guys take your shirts off.
I'll do it. Yeah, why not?
Of course you will. Jesus, we're lucky you're wearing pants.
That's a yes from Oscar.
Uh-huh. Not me. Are you kidding? And show you my Spanx? No, thank you.
Buzz, I guess that's a no for you too.
Yeah, no, not if unless the whole group does it, then I'll do it. If the whole group does it, then I'll do it. Otherwise, not. I had to think of my terms and conditions.
All right, any more progress, Mr. Santana, on your little Puerto Rican?
Yes, I'll be leaving on Friday night, coming back on Monday the 16th, and I don't know where we're staying yet. I'm letting them figure that out. And I'm just getting a lot of private messages on Facebook because I was looking to do maybe a podcast meetup. And
in Puerto Rico?
In San Juan, yeah. There's people that listen. I looked into what's great about
it. I saw that last night on Facebook. This man is always entertaining. This man is always entertaining. I think it's terrific. I think the idea of a podcast meetup in San Juan is an incredible idea. And God knows if you'd even get two people. But the fact is, we have to have a Puerto Rican listener.
Actually went on our account that gives us all our analytics, and we do have people that listen in Puerto Rico.
What did you just kill?
Was it an ant?
Did you just kill an ant? Mike, just slapped the table. What happened?
Here's what happened. I got the and I'll get back to Oscar. I'll get back
no
to you.
No worries. I'm here.
I'm down here in this office, and there are some ants these tiny little ants.
Tropical ants that love 120-degree offices.
I think they like audio equipment maybe, too, which is starting to freak me out a little bit. And so the guy from Truly Nolan, who's truly scrumptious, incidentally.
What are you talking about?
What the hell?
Didn't he used to produce your morning show? Oh, that's John Nolan.
He comes in, and the exterminators down here are incredible. Because they deal with so much crap. They're great. So he comes down and he puts throughout the house these little rectangular strips.
Yes. Shoot him! Shoot him, Elizabeth!
It's not like that. He's totally different than that. He's a bass fishing guide too.
Wow, oh, there you go.
Does he get his gear at Master Peyton Tackle?
This show has more callbacks than any show ever.
So he puts down these little strips
yes.
and says, if you've got ants in 5 days, call me back and I'll come back. But what they're going to do is they're going to gravitate to one of them. Not all of them. They're going to go to one. Well, the one that they gravitate to.
Do they have different flavors or something?
I don't know. They, he puts a little like goo, this little gel.
I bet he does.
Each of these strips. Okay. And I come into the office like a day later, and they're all gravitating to this one. There's this little marching ant line where they're going to one, and they're all doing that. Well, RJ came in, set up the office, and ripped them all off the windowsill and took them away because he's attention deficit disorder. That's what he does.
I don't understand.
He is screwed up. The ants are back because of RJ.
But RJ's gone.
Now, at any point, was RJ stuck to the strip?
RJ did a half-assed job installing my printer, too. So, I mean, it's just like the way. And then he calls me. I said, I decided yesterday because I'd had a night on was it Tuesday night?
Yes.
Yeah, no, on Wednesday night. We'd had a bit of a night. And so on Thursday, it was nappy time. And I said, now listen, all I need to do is turn off my phone if I want to sleep during the middle of the day.
Right.
But I got in bed and I'm sitting there. I'm going to do a nap. And I said, you know, the phone is out in the living room. And if somebody calls, somebody's inevitably going to call.
Right.
Somebody's
right.
inevitably going to call.
I know this,
the first
yes.
person that calls that effing phone is on my list forever. Well, guess who called?
Who?
RJ.
RJ. At 4:15 to say, could the. At the speed that I work at, heard there was a problem with the printer, Mr. Romero.
Oh, boy. And did he think he was going to walk
I'm
you through
sleeping
it?
Sleeping now. It's 4 o'clock. Do you guys find that – do you have this with your day? There are people that literally start their day at 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock
oh,
in
yes.
the afternoon.
Rob's wife.
I know it well.
Yeah, well, that's if she's up.
Right, that's true.
So, Carrie's day begins when Judge Alex ends.
And I'm not going to give him peace of mind at that point. I said, I'm sleeping. Don't worry about it. Yeah. But I don't know. He installed like the printer wrong. And so it's not working perfectly. And then and I got ants crawling up my leg here. So that's
Are they tiny or big?
They are almost microscopically tiny.
Ooh.
Wow. I don't care for that. Why'd you get some Raid or something?
Yeah, enough to get into a board or a fader.
Oh no!
What they'll
think
do?
I'll take them back. I'll take them back to Virginia with me, and we'll cause some sort of plague.
They're going
to
crawl into your nose tonight at 4:15.
Oh.
I'm paranoid about that stuff after watching that movie Contagion.
Yeah, you can watch your ears.
Disease carrying ants.
Earwigs. Ew.
Ew.
All right,
wait a minute. I got one over here.
Mike is now tracing.
He's trying to find another
the
one.
Ant trail.
I'm troubled by what they would only gravitate to one strip. The strips have to have different flavors or scents or
and
something.
Don't they know we're broadcasting?
Yeah, come on, guys. Get your head out of your ass.
They're walking quietly.
Get your head out of your thorax.
That's you got funny. One right there on the camera? Oh, you killed it. You killed it with
ant.
Your finger.
A dead ant.
You just wiggle your finger. It's wonderful.
And that was either an ant or a nose hair. I'm not sure.
Oh.
Hot. So, so you like the idea that I'm going to be in Puerto Rico and I want to do a podcast?
Thank you,
ladies and gentlemen. That's Oscar fantastic. Getting us back on track.
No, but I really wanted to get it back on track because I really think that is a great idea. Now you're saying that we do have evidence of listenership down in Puerto Rico.
Yeah, our analytics show that people do listen for all the shows that I'm a part of, including Tech 411 in Puerto Rico. So I'm excited about that. All right, Jesus. And
you know how arrogant that sounded from down here?
It sounded and just as arrogant
you,
up
let
here.
Let me quote you. Our analytics show that people are very excited about all the shows I'm associated with.
La, la, la.
Those are the ants.
So.
That's amazing because that's a lot of shows, Mike. How are the analytics on the Tanner Cooley show?
Oh, God.
When you do 15,000 shows, you're going to have a few listeners in a few different countries.
And, of course, all of his Spanish podcasts play well in Puerto Rico, or as he says, San Juan.
So you're not making the travel arrangements, so you don't know where you're going to be staying.
Don't know yet, but I should find out by the end of the day today. And when I find out, I'll find a local watering hole where hopefully one or two people will show up for an hour. We can drink
That'd
together.
Cool.
Wouldn't you now, be worried out of your mind, Mike, if you were planning a trip to really a foreign land that's another country like Puerto Rico and you're this close to it and you don't know where you're headed?
Well, you know, if somebody else is making the arrangements, I guess that's, he's the victim of that. My question is, are you going to be asked to make the dirty birdie arrangements for when you get down there for the bachelor party portion?
You know what's happening? It's like, Jesus. Have you ever seen Bridesmaids?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Kristen Wiig, her character, if you haven't seen that movie, was dying to be in charge of the actual bachelorette party in her case.
Right.
And there was another girl that they were fighting back and forth. I'm Kristen Wiig, and the other girl literally, who is fighting, which is this guy, Mike, to be part, to like be the ringleader of all this.
Let me see if I can explain this. So Oscar is kind of the black sheep of the family here. Mm-hmm. And Oscar is the one that really probably could hit the home run and make it kind of a down to earth.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody has a great time. Right, everybody parties their ass off. But meanwhile, you've got a little Lord Fauntleroy who's, am I close?
Because yes!
I think Oscar and I have similar kind of family
situations.
Yes, situation,
yes.
So I think
yes.
I track with what he's saying there.
Yes.
I mean, I think I understand exactly. So you are trying to like offer your input, but it's not necessarily being warmly encouraged.
No,
DC.
No. I'll send links and I'll get nothing back. All I'll get is back is other links. And I said, well, look, man, you take the reins, bro. I'm just here for the ride.
Yeah.
It's the same thing. I have the same thing in my family. I think a lot of families have the exact same thing. You know, people just do that. They go back and forth, and you know, you have no leverage.
No,
you
I've
really
got,
just
I've
have
got
to
nothing.
Sort of sit back and let it happen.
You have to just eventually. You have to give up.
I'm also outnumbered, mind you. I wanted to go to Boston, and the a-holes that lived in Boston wanted to go to Puerto Rico.
Mark Ronick, I haven't been talking to you for the last couple of days because I don't see you on the camera. But please, if possible. Mm-hmm. Bring up on that wonderful little computer of yours while we're doing this.
Nice.
Puerto Rico Gentlemen's Clubs.
Ooh. You got it. I actually have them all by memory, Mike.
From all the time.
Find one that's kosher.
They're bookmarked.
That's the thing, because I guess my biggest concern is going to an adult club in Puerto Rico, not because I can't speak Spanish and my brother can't speak Spanish.
But there might be other cultural mores that are involved with that.
Yes.
Right?
Like what really goes on in a strip club in D.C., I know.
Right.
But what does what really goes on in a strip club in Puerto Rico, I don't know.
Yeah, for example, Mike, if you're in San Juan.
San Juan.
Will they shoot a ping pong ball? You don't know until you get there. These are
you
things
don't know. And
you
seriously,
don't know.
You
will they do the banana trick?
I've seen internet video of what I thought it was definitely a Latin club.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it was a big fat guy.
Oh.
That was obviously the owner of the club who was in the VIP section and being treated, how shall I say, very kindly by the ladies that work there.
Oh, interesting.
If you everybody's pausing.
Can
now.
We all go
everybody's
to
running that video in their mind.
Can we all go to that. San Juan?
Mark, do you have anything for Puerto Rico gentlemen's clubs?
Yes, I do. One more second. I have to use my iPhone today, so that was why I was a little bit slower here.
Let me say this, that what is customary when you're on a bachelor? I've been on a handful of them, but usually you buy the guy a bunch of lap dances. Everybody throws in. That's what happens. Correct.
I went to one up at that Hustler Club up in Baltimore.
Oh, mm-hmm.
Nice.
And
on the block.
You couldn't get in the door before they were saying, okay, if you want the bottle service here, you want to go to the VIP here. They're like laying all the, and I hated that. I mean, I just want to go and hang out. That's all you, I think you buy shots for the groom.
I think
you're not obligated to do anything else.
Well, I think what the whole deal should be that the guy who's being celebrated at the bachelor party shouldn't have to pay for anything for the night.
Right.
And
the problem is there's a responsibility, not the best man's. So the best man's financial responsibility.
Yeah, but I think the best man can also hit up other members of the party to
That's
take
right.
care of him.
That's right.
He can be the ringleader. He doesn't have to foot the bill, especially if the groom is paying for his airfare.
I don't remember the bachelor party that I was at, but I was at a bachelor party up in Baltimore in a hotel, and they had a couple. They hired a couple of entertainers who were late.
Ooh,
that were actually
jugglers.
What's that?
Were they jugglers?
Magicians?
It was that clown in Uncle Buck.
Oh, he's good.
It was the clown in Uncle Buck that showed up. So they brought these ladies in. And by that time, they were really like an hour and a half, 2 hours late.
Yeah.
There were phone calls going back and forth, and everybody was just getting sloppy.
Mm-hmm.
And by the time they arrived, everybody had kind of a pissed off edge on.
Right.
Sure.
And probably nobody more than I was. And I was so distant to this groom that I was just sort of an add-on invite to this bachelor party.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And I didn't care. And I really didn't care. And when the entertainers, I think you boys from traveling to these type of establishments with me. If the entertainers do not meet certain specs,
you have high standards.
I got no time for it.
Yeah, that's
I just
true.
Think it's gross and it grosses me out. And if you're not really, ready to do that kind of work, it makes me so I sat in the front row. They had chairs set up.
Oh my. Oh,
they put down their little quilt or whatever they were gonna
put.
And they're both just nasty.
Yeah,
nasty.
I've been there.
And so I didn't stop. And what I did was in effect I heckled them. And I was heckling him, yeah. And I'm saying things like, you know, well, you're late. You're late now. I don't know how this, how good the show can be.
Oh, wow.
And so.
Oh, so you came out of the, you came out of the gate guns blazing.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely. Cause I didn't care. Cause right. I didn't want to. Right. I had no interest in watching the entertainment. I had every interest in just kind of messing with them.
But Mike, how many times, and look, if you're listening, don't lie to yourself. Have you made these plans and you said to the guy on the phone, who inevitably has an accent of some sort, and you said, no, I want the girl in the picture. I want the girl in the picture.
Yeah. Is it really the girl in the picture?
Yeah.
Really the girl in the picture? Because the girl that we're looking at has two teeth.
Yeah. The girl you're looking at is from Swamp People.
Wait, so you're telling me the girl in the picture is coming, right?
Call the guy back. This is not the girl in the picture. No. Not how it works. So they start, and they're really the one I think gave me an FU, like right out of that. Right. And then they have their money, and their money that they've gotten is all like balled up,
right, stretched up, right.
And so they're getting ready, and they're just going to where they're reaching around back. They're going to take their gun. I said, excuse me, and I stopped because I'm loaded. I stopped and I go, excuse me. Ma'am, and she looks at me like incredulous. She doesn't know what's going on. Right. Ma'am, before you start the show, I'm going to need that gum.
Oh, no.
They took the money. They took the money. They had all balled up. The one throws it at me and says, F you. We're not staying for this.
Oh,
and they walked out.
Wow. Not only did the strippers love you, everyone at the bachelor party loved you because you were responsible for making the talent leave.
There was one horny guy that was a little annoyed at me. The rest of the guys that were there totally were down with it.
That's excellent, then. That's cool.
Because they were nasty.
I hate the horny guy. Buzz. I hate the horny guy that just wants to see
but always, no matter what. This is Buzz, too. Buzz is the guy that sides with the stripper. We're all the bad guys.
That depends.
And he decides because she's got a vagina.
That depends. That depends.
In most cases, don't you think that's the way it goes, Buzz?
No, not in most cases. I think I have good standards as well.
I think so, but you're very female friendly.
I don't want anybody's feelings to get hurt.
Yeah, I don't know, but whenever you're around a bunch of guys, horny or not,
right.
That atmosphere of, and if you say it's like maybe a 7-guy-to-1-girl ratio.
Oh yeah, that's a gangbang.
It prevents you from getting overly horny.
Right.
It really is. Yeah, it's the opposite of an aphrodisiac for me to be in that atmosphere because it's a great
rowdy.
Show. But it's rowdy.
Again,
and you're more likely to do the gum joke.
I go with the group. If everybody else takes off their shirt, I take off my shirt too.
Funny that he's back to that.
Mark Ronick, Glacial. Yes. Mark Ronick. Any progress on the Puerto Rican strip joint?
Yeah, I found one that's called Exotic Angels.
Ooh.
It is only topless, but it's highly rated.
What are the ratings?
A lot of people are giving it 4 and 5 stars. Uh-huh. The dancers perform 3 to 4 nights, 2 songs per show. There's a no cover.
Oh, nice.
So yeah, that one looks good, and a lot of good reviews here. A lot of just
so
stars.
Oscar will have about 15 Jack and Cokes, and he'll say to one of the ladies in Spanish, "You are very, very beautiful." Yes. Oh, you cannot say that to her. She is the son. She's the daughter of the owner.
Yeah.
And then there's some with more of the Hispanic names. There's Arecibo.
Is there a chance you could give the phone to Mr. Santana so he
Dorado.
Could take a look at
Mike,
it?
Mike, do you get excited when you deal with a true linguist?
Thank you. Let me see these. I appreciate it. Arecibo.
Maybe Mark can join you for the PA audition.
Arecibo. Dorado is, I think, like platinum. Dorado's platinum or plated
Dorado.
Or something.
Dorado's
like
gold, isn't it?
No, Dorado.
El Dorado, the John Wayne movies.
The gold.
The gold,
it
isn't
the
it?
Gold.
El Dorado.
It could be gold. Isabella, which is nice.
It's your sister's name, isn't it?
And the cab driver's going to know the best places.
Yeah. No, that's not my sister's name. Jesus.
Isabella, it sounded familiar.
No, it's Tatiana.
Right. I'm sorry. I couldn't be more embarrassed. I'm so mortified.
We all know that all of his sisters are named Maria.
Maria.
No, hey, but there's.
Let's talk about the
but
sisters.
there's a place called Frenchie's has 3 stars.
There you go.
Hey. Jesus, boy, that was loud.
Is there anything
that
better?
That is louder to you guys as it was to me.
What?
Is there anything better than a 3-star strip joint in San Juan?
There's
San Juan.
There's a club called Lollipop.
Oh, no.
Oh, go to Lollipop. Okay, that's it.
No,
that's
you know what? It's Lollipop. 2.5 stars.
This is our next road trip.
Lucky 7, which has 3 stars.
That's Oscar's nickname.
The Hot Zone, which has 3.5 stars.
No, I've been there.
Wow, I bet you that's not a topless-only place.
Can I make a request, Oscar?
Sure.
Can you please take some pictures if you have an opportunity? I know it might be difficult, but try to take some pictures, because I'd really love to see what these places are like. I'd like to see what the women are like.
That's right, and we'll see them when he gets out of jail for taking pictures in a strip club.
This place may be the place to go. And we've got a 4.5-star overall rating. Ooh. Its name is Lips.
Oh, Lips.
sounds like a chain.
Bueno, señor. Welcome to Lips.
Now, I guarantee
your first time at Lips.
I guarantee you that place is not topless.
It's not just topless. Yeah.
On that note, we will take a break. And when we come back, it is Rob and his Magic Friday audio vault right here. Welcome back to MichaelMarisShow.com. As you listen to the Dave Matthews Band, we are brought to you by the Road Trip 2011 DVD and a bonus disc of Karaoke Night, plus the 3 shows we did on the road. You can get just the DVD or get it with selected 2012 VIP memberships. The 2-disc set is just $20 plus shipping. Order a dozen. Order 2 dozen.
Please.
At MichaelMarisShow.com. Let's open up the audio vault for Friday, January 6, 2012. Hello, Rob.
Hi, you know why I played that song? It's Ants Marching. For your ant problem.
Oh, yeah.
Brilliant.
Right. Did you see the viral video? Yes, there are no mistakes on
no
this
accidents,
show.
No
accidents. Did you see the viral video about the girl who wants to date Jason Segel?
I did not, no.
And she wrote a song, and the thing is that Jason Segel is really flattered, and he's actually going to reply to it, probably give her date. But the thing is this is not a shabby song. It's actually pretty catchy. This girl just wants to have a drink with Jason Segel.
Now I know what you're thinking, another crazy girl with heightened feelings, but I swear I'm sane, tested and disease-free. Oh, Jason Segel, it's important that you know I'm legal, so any crazy shit you want to do, just know I can do it too. Have a drink with
she hot? She's hot,
Mr.
yeah.
Segel, can't you see?
We put this up at MichaelMarisShow.com?
Yeah, we'll put it on our YouTube page.
But I digress.
She basically says she'll treat him to a night at Lips.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. That's nice.
And he said he's so flattered it might be the best thing that's ever happened to him. He will reply in the next few days.
He says he needs a couple of days to respond.
But it's very...
I think he, you know, I love Jason Segel. I really do. I like his movies. I don't like that. I just don't like sitcoms in general.
Well, so you like him because he looks like Todd Moore.
Yeah.
You know what? Todd Moore is like a better-looking Jason Segel.
Ooh,
if such a thing is possible.
I agree.
Isolate
is Todd Moore single,
yes.
Mr. Santana?
Yes. He breaks hearts left and right, my friend.
Oh, I bet he does.
Yes, yeah, my
I bet
friend.
He does. All I know is the women gravitated to him at our party. At our party.
And speaking of women, I do want to take a moment to say happy birthday to everyone's favorite Albuquerque lesbian, Caitlin Zink. She and her wife, Christy, big supporters of the show. They're the one that had the baby and put the Mike O'Mara Show onesie on it.
Oh,
big fans. Yeah, right. And we wish her a great birthday. She's a wonderful mom to that baby.
And both of them will be voting for Rick Santorum.
And it's funny you should bring that up because do you know about in the last presidential election where this guy, he's an advice columnist, Dan Savage, rigged Google. So if you Googled Santorum, it came up as a deviant sex act involving the anus.
Oh.
And he's worried that Santorum is back in on it. So this is a video that Dan Savage.
Incidentally, and I made a joke yesterday about Rick Santorum when I was doing the thing where he's endorsed by the Duggars and stuff. Right. There's something about him that scares the crap
rightly
out of me.
Rightly so.
Yeah.
There's really something that just like, you know, the thought police, if that guy gets elected, I'm a little nervous about it.
His face looks wrong. He looks like he's been painted by someone who's not a very good painter, except he's real life. So I don't know what the deal is. But this guy, Dan Savage, has put out a video talking about if he continues to run based on this anti-homosexual agenda, he will define the word Rick, too. So anyway, here's the first part of the video talking about how he doesn't want to mess with you. Don't want to mess with this guy, Rick Savage. I'm sorry, Dan Savage.
Hey, Senator Rick Santorum. Dan Savage here. You're probably still mad at me about what happened in 2003. And now you're out there running for president with what folks are calling a Google problem. but I think I displayed remarkable restraint. I only redefined your last name. I could have redefined your first name, too. I still could. But tell you what, I won't redefine Rick if you don't attack gay people during your campaign. Uh-oh. Look, Rick, you don't need another Google problem. If you can get all the way through this campaign without man-on-dogging us, I will tear this definition up. If you can't bring yourself to do it for me, Rick, do it for all the other Ricks out there.
So, and so at that point in the video, they cut to footage of Rick Fox, Rick Dees, Ricky Lake, Andy Richter, all begging him, please, please don't do this so they don't ruin the name Rick.
Please, don't make Dan Savage mad. Because I know a thing or two about dribbling balls. It's what I did for a living. But I don't want dribbling balls to be a part of the definition of my name.
I own the website Rick.com. I don't want people showing up there after Googling.
I know you are having a lot of trouble raising money for your campaign, but please don't ruin the name Rick. It affects all of us, even us Lady Ricks.
I know my name isn't Rick, but the new definition is so disgusting that even just having the sound Rick in the first half of my last name is scary enough.
So, you're wondering what could possibly be the new definition of Rick that he would launch on Google.
Man on dog.
What he did is he got real people off the street named Rick. One of them I know was a high school teacher, and he read them the definition. It's so filthy. This is not my censorship. This is his censorship. But even with the beeps, I still think it merits listening.
Now, I've already come up with a new definition for Rick, just in case you don't behave yourself. Rick, noun. When a man and a woman have both their genitals fully stimulated and they're in a position where she can't get her back out unless his relax and without crying, then he needs to tie the off with a piece of turkey jerky, which will still and smell like burning hair and eating dolphin meat off the back of a cat that keeps and scooping out just loads of.
And there you go. That's the new definition. So he probably should back off. He doesn't want that on Google.
Hey, Rob.
Mike.
Hold on a second. I got one.
Another ant?
That's your ant?
Ooh.
Another flat
that's
ant.
Two. Two.
And they are little.
Yeah,
they
little
are tasty.
Guys.
Full of protein.
You won't eat that.
Don't.
You didn't eat it.
Fake out.
You didn't eat it.
And you know, it's an old.
Eat it.
No. It's a. Now, careful, those could sting. They could be poisonous. Don't do that. Don't mess with them. Oh, come back. He's seizing.
Oh, no.
His throat is swelling up.
He's seizing. And, you know, it's an old bit, but I heard this morning on the Today Show, and it's still, this still makes me laugh.
26-year-old George Smith vanished in 2005, and now newly released investigative documents are finally providing his family with some answers. We're going to talk to his mother and his sister in just a moment. But first, NBC's Dennis Murphy is joining us with the latest on this story. Dennis, good morning.
It still makes me laugh.
Dennis Murphy with the story.
Oh, are you? And you don't hear about Dennis Murphy that much anymore on the Today Show.
No, he looks old. He looks like he's really aged.
Anne was having a sleepy morning this morning, wasn't she, Rob?
Yes, she was. Well, she's had a bad week. I don't think she likes the new year.
I don't think, you know, really, I don't think mornings have ever agreed with her, really.
No. And no, nobody agrees.
For a million years. But I also think now that she's got the burden of so much more broadcasting that she has to do, I don't think physically it's a grind. It's a grind to do that work.
As you brought her up, I wasn't going to play this today, but we can go with this. This is from earlier in the week, and I just say this. This is another reason to hate Ann Curry.
What were your holiday plans? What'd you guys do?
I went to India.
Nice.
Yes, with my family. Yeah, the whole family. We went and we had a private audience with the Dalai Lama, which was very cool.
Every family does that.
I know. It's crazy, right?
You know, we did.
We did that last year.
And even if you do it, even if you have a private audience with the Lama, don't talk about it.
Yeah, right.
Because
right.
She's Ann Curry.
Of
she's
course.
Just so, yeah.
You don't care for that, do you? I don't like that. Did you see the Jerry Lewis documentary on Encore during
I did
our Christmas
not.
Break? It's fantastic because there's some pretty good, pure Jerry in it. What I had never seen, this is Jerry doing his warm-up before Jerry. Do you know Jerry still does live shows?
I didn't know he was still relevant.
Yeah, well, he got a documentary made about him. Have fun in
Oh,
sand.
Look at that. See how personally he took that? See how personally he took that? That's great.
We don't all fly to Puerto Rico for parties, okay? Some of us stay home and look at television with our family.
Some people just live their life looking at television.
You know, some people have successful marriages and relationships with women. Oh. And they just they stay at home and they watch television.
You know, I get to know him better and better every day. You know that Jerry Elvis is his little icons. Don't mess with it because there are no family members you can slam that are going to bother him that much. But Jerry Lewis, you slam Jerry. You're
God forbid.
Rob's taking it personally. Jerry's
raised family. Over $1 billion for charity. Here's Jerry doing his warm up before his live show, and it's. The thing about Jerry is I love him and I hate him all at the same time.
I understand.
This will make your skin crawl.
Ha! Ha!
He's staring in a mirror.
Ha! Ha! Oh, I see. Oh, I see. Yeah. Oh. Every time I get up in the morning, I open my eyes, I'm a hit. You know, what do I need to do after that? I'm a smash. I open my eyes, I got another day. I look up and I say, okay, thanks. Move on. Ma. When you get to be 85, you think about all the stuff you've learned, and then you sit one day with a film documentarian, and you talk about all of your brilliant brains
that you had.
They weren't always brilliant. I'm still working on getting into that better than it was yesterday mode.
That's Jerry.
Yeah, that's good. Is there any more, Rob?
I have one more tape for you, Mike. It's about Jimmy Kimmel last night addressing the new product from Mattel Toys.
Some exciting news today for parents of young girls. Us Weekly is reporting that Mattel is considering a line of Kardashian Barbie dolls. They had a meeting. The top executives got together and said, who would make a worse role model for little girls than Barbie? And they settled on the Kardashians. The dolls themselves, and this is interesting, the dolls will be made, it's a recycled material. They'll be made entirely out of leftover Bruce Jenner parts.
That, Mike, that is your magic audio vault for today. Friday, January 7th.
Yay.
Take a break, and when we come back, it's Buzz and News on the Mike O'Mara Show. We'll be right back. Welcome back to MikeOMaraShow.com. That's right, Oscar. Don't mess with Jerry Lewis.
Yeah, don't
That's
talk about
sure.
Jerry. God forbid.
Careful, man.
Jeez. Raised over $1 billion.
That's as passionate as he gets. Let's bring in Mr. Buzz Burbank and the news. Take it away, Buzzy.
Thank you, Mike. We're brought to you today by the Mike O'Mara Show's Amazon page. Bookmark us for all your shopping at home and at work. MikeOMaraShow.com will take you directly to your account, and we get the credit. You're saving money and supporting the show when you shop at MikeOMaraShow.com/Amazon. Good news today. Unemployment is our Achilles heel right now. It's the weakest part of our economy, but the jobs picture improved more than anyone expected last month, according to figures just out today. Unemployment is now at its lowest level in 3 years, dropping to 8.5%. Nearly 250,000 jobs were added last month as unemployment dropped for the fourth month in a row.
Unemployment will go down even further when Mike gets the PA job for the Red Sox.
That's right.
Yeah.
Thank you, Rob. I appreciate it. But you know what? That's going to go down next month because it'll be January. This was all Christmas hiring.
Not all of it. Some of it, according to ADP, the payroll people, a lot of permanent jobs were added as well. So there could be a little back off. Some of this is holiday hiring, but not all of it. And there have been trends, and this is part of a trend, I think, as well.
My name is Mike. Manuel, and we have hired over 30 new dancers at Lollipop.
Are you taking on any dancers at Lips?
Lips, we have a full complement. Okay? But full each woman we have that dances, we multiply by 2, if you get my drift.
I think I do, Manuel.
To indicate that this wasn't just the holidays at work, this is the 6th straight month in which we've added 100,000 jobs or more. We haven't had a stretch like that since 2006. New jobs have been filled in construction, manufacturing, warehousing, retail, and transportation. Hourly wages are up too, giving Americans more money to spend, and we're spending it. Car dealers saw a strong uptick in sales in November and December. We're putting in more hours at work on average, which means business has picked up for our bosses. We've added.
Monique just sent me a picture of one of the Lips girls.
Yes.
Oh,
you
nice.
Can find Lips on Facebook.
Yes, you can.
Look at that. You're going to have a good time. Go to Lips, Oscar.
Well, you can find Lips at newsfilter.com.
Where's the girl, in the picture? That's what I'm going to say.
We added more than 1.5 million jobs last year, and economists predict we'll add another 2 million or so this year. There she. Oh, she is lovely, isn't she? Well,
is that Isabella?
How pleasant is that?
You know,
very nice.
No chances there. No chance. Hey, where's the girl in the picture? She's off tonight.
I don't think she's going to be there, Oscar.
Now, she's at a strip club in Boston.
Yeah.
This job news isn't just good news for citizens. It's good news for a president who's campaigning for re-election with the highest unemployment since World War II. Historically, though, it's not the unemployment rate that makes or breaks a presidential election campaign. It's the direction the rate is headed. And for the Obama campaign, it's now headed in the right direction. And although this will sound terribly partisan, it's the finding of an independent audit. The tax plan being offered by the Republican frontrunner mostly benefits the rich and would add hundreds of billions of dollars to the deficit. The nonpartisan Tax Policy Center says the Mitt Romney tax plan would cut taxes for millionaires by almost $300,000 a year. The center says the Romney plan would, however, only give low-income households a break between $0 and $275 a year. The analysis says Romney's plan would increase the deficit because it would take in less tax money. Now, there are several reasons you haven't heard as much about the Occupy Wall Street movement lately. Early polling showed that Americans backing the ideas behind the movement, but the clashes that followed between the police and the protesters have soured the opinion of the movement. That and our short attention spans. A new Rasmussen poll shows that 51% of us are over the Occupy movement.
Yeah, I'm sour on it.
A lot of people say they are. But there's still strong support for the sentiment of that movement. Nearly 40% of it say the movement does represent the frustrations of most Americans. The survey shows we don't think the movement did a very good job of getting out its message.
I got another picture of the woman that's actually going to be on duty the night that...
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah, she's hot.
Now, she will be there.
Can't wait to meet her.
Yeah, you know what I'd like to tell her?
These are the women. These are the real women of Lyft.
When I met her, you know what I would say to her? I'd say, shoot him, Elizabeth! Shoot him! Shoot him!
A survey that shows we've soured says that we don't think the movement did a very good job of getting out its message. That's made it easier for, there's another young lady from the club. There's made it easier for the police to shut down the Occupy protest as they did again yesterday in California and Indiana. Now, the folks behind a petition drive in Colorado say they have more than enough signatures to get onto the ballot a question about legalizing marijuana in that state. The proposal would legalize adult possession of up to an ounce of weed for any purpose, not just medical. Adults could also grow up to 6 plants each. Colorado already has more medical marijuana dispensaries than it has Starbucks.
Meanwhile, wow. Buzz is off to buy potting soil.
I believe the record
in the United States for the newsman that has read the most marijuana stories goes to Mr. Michael Elston, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, but at a close second, Edwin Newman.
It's because I care.
That's right, a big pothead, Edwin Newman.
Finally, everyone.
Is there some sort of chip in your computer that if something says cannabis, marijuana, THC, anything, that you get flagged on it? Because you find these stories, but you have a skill for this.
Yeah,
and
I had to dig all the way into United Press International's News Today to find this story about a state that has enough signatures to get a legalization petition on its ballot. So, yeah, I guess I really did look under a rock for that one.
You're mocking me there, but I am.
That seems like so much work.
I'm accused of looking under a rock. It's on freaking United Press International this morning.
But you found
me to.
Other ones that are a little more obscure, you know, that are deeper
no,
to
not,
find.
No, that my stories always come from mainstream sources, and I only report them if they are significant and if they come from significant sources.
You know what I just realized is that...
Pot is just Jerry Lewis.
Yes, marijuana.
Well, pot is Buzz is Jerry Lewis, absolutely.
How dare you, Mike?
Yeah.
The difference is weed is still entertaining. Finally.
That's a challenge.
Weed has never raised money for charity.
Finally.
Jerry Lewis is legal, too. And Jerry Lewis doesn't lead to harder drugs. Well, maybe he does.
I disagree with that. And finally, everyone knew that Australian singer Tony Williams was a ladies' man, fronting a band called Sex and Chocolate didn't hurt. Tony once bragged that he had had hundreds of women. So it's not surprising that Tony has now been found dead from a blunt instrument to the head. And it's no surprise that police there in Australia are asking any women who had a relationship with Tony to come forward. Police say Tony wasn't exaggerating. They say that, in fact, hundreds of women have come forward. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
That's nasty, man. It's closing time, isn't it?
It is closing time. That's where we hit the music.
There it is. There it is. Is that too loud, Rob?
A little bit. What? That's better.
Is that too loud?
Best show ever.
Can you hear my voice?
I can.
Our show today was brought to you by Encore Insurance Services, LLC. For a free life insurance quote today, call 866-347-5748 or visit their website at smartterm.com. Don't pay too much for life insurance.
Don't.
Call
Encore
to see if they can help you save. They'll compare the premiums of the highly rated insurers they represent to help you save. Let Encore do the work for you. Encore Insurance Services, 866-347-5748. Hey, what a great week this has been down here. I want to thank all the guys back in Manassas for making this work. And I want to thank all those brilliant people that invented this technology for making it work.
Pretty cool.
It was seamless this week. Have a fabulous weekend, everybody. And we'll see you Monday with a brand new show live from Manassas in Fort Myers, Florida. So long, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Ciao, ciao. Ants.
Suspicious mind. And we can build our dream on suspicious mind.